Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about the correct path and finding that small gate, the narrow way, the path that leads to eternal life, a path which, well, is Jesus. And each weekday morning during our devotion time, we're talking about a different aspect as God describes this path that we ought to be on, that we ought to desire, that we ought to invite others to join us on. While the path is narrow, there's room for all who would choose to walk it. And God's desire is that that would be everyone. He says that it's His desire, His will, that no one should perish. Well, for no one to perish, then they need to find and walk and live the path which leads to eternal life, Jesus. But that they would come to repentance. And it's that change from the wrong path to the correct path. So today, as we consider what this path looks like, it helps us to share it, helps us to know that we're on it or that we need to change. We're going to talk and focus in specifically on a good path. And Proverbs 2, verse 9 kind of sums up the previous 8 verses, because it begins with then. So if you do what he said in the verses 1 through 8, then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Every good path. Chapter 2 of Proverbs begins with instructions that Solomon writes, and he says, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom, applying your heart to understanding, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver, search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, comes knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. He guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful one. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, and every good path." When we pursue God, when we find Him, God says that no matter where we're at, no matter how far we've strayed, no matter how close we've become from wherever we're at, when we seek Him, we will find Him when we seek Him with a whole heart. And when we choose the path with God, then we find what is right and just and fair. We find the good path. And he makes it clear that the good path is marked by what is right and just and fair. So it's helpful to examine our words, our thoughts, our actions, and conclude whether or not, according to God's standard, it's important that we remember that part. Are they right? Are they just? Are they fair? Oh, we like to define it by the world standards or by our own standard, or we compare it to someone who is less right, less just, less fair, and think we're doing pretty good. But God says it's when we pursue Him, when we seek Him, as if we're seeking greatest treasure ever. Then we'll know. We'll find that good path. We'll walk with Him. And our actions, our words, our thoughts will convey to others a God who is right and just and fair. They're able to see it in us because we've chosen that path. God says this is a good path. So many times as I'm looking at traveling and various hikes that we're able to do and trying to decide, you know, is this doable? And when we go as a family, we're taking daughter in a wheelchair for long hikes and have to decide, is this a good path for what we need, for what will get us to a good destination, for what we're able to do? And sometimes it looks like it. We get there and we're on it and discover this isn't a good path. It's either not leading to where we want to get to or it's not suitable for our needs. And the good thing about God's path is regardless of how smooth or difficult that it is, He's always there. There are times that as we're out on trails, we'll have people that we'll encounter that will ask if they can help. And generally, you know, the path that we're on, we've chosen because, well, we've got this. And sometimes the problem with that is when we turn down God's help, we say, we've got this. We either miss what we could do if only we had help, or we limit what we can do based on our strength and ability without considering what more could happen if we allowed God to help us. The good path is not always an easy path. And I think sometimes we read this scripture and things like it, and in our mind we define it as, well, if it's a good path, then it's easy. It's comfortable. It's a path that someone has removed the troubles from. It's safe. And it's important to note that that's not how God defines the good path. Sometimes doing what is right, doing what is just, doing what is fair, well, doesn't seem to work out immediately in a way that is easy, in a way that's comfortable, in a way that avoids trouble. You see, the thing that makes it a good path is, number one, it's Jesus. Number two, it's His help. But primarily, it's a good path because of where it leads. And it's a path we ought to travel. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this broadcast, it's a path that you want to travel. And so, together, we spend time in God's Word. We pray. We listen to God's Spirit. We help one another. We examine ourselves. And we find what is good. A path that is Jesus. And on that path, we discover and we practice all that is right, is just, is fair. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those very things that we need in order to not only find the good path, but to walk it, to live it, to stay on it, to share it with others. Father, in this Christian walk, this trail etiquette demands that we give preference to others, that we give way, that we allow them to join us on this path, that we don't discourage anyone from this path, but we speak truth about the path itself. Just as Jesus did about life being filled with troubles, but Him being with us on that path of trouble. And a reminder that He's overcome those troubles. So God, today, help us to pay attention to all that we do and think and say, and consider that by Your standard, are all of those things in my life right? Are they just? Are they fair? The way I speak to others, the way I treat others, the way I love, the way I forgive, the way I show mercy, the way I correct. Father, may we know the good path and the fruit that it produces. The destination, obviously, is life eternal, but along the way, it leads us to some very great overlooks where we can look out over righteousness, justice, fairness. We see them. And those walking on that path find it. So God, may our actions, may our life today lift up Jesus as that path. The one who defines and exemplifies what is good. Because He is right and just and fair in all things. And Father, today as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.